Mortgage rates send Americans scrambling to refinance loans. This is something that I've been talking about consistently. You're going to have some drops in interest rates. And when that happens, you're going to see a little bit of a refinance boom action. We haven't necessarily seen it on the Reynolds and Klein appraisal side, where this would become very evident the minute we actually start to get some volume through. But it takes a few weeks for those orders to come through to the point where we can go, yep, people are doing a little refinancing. What's going on? Let's check it out. Here we go. So historically, as mortgage rates rise, demand gets cut, right? Because it's more expensive. As mortgage rates drop, people jump in and go, okay, I bought at 7.75. Now I can get 7. I'm all over it. Because at least they can lock in that one, that 3/4 of a point percentage drop. And if you've got a jumbo loan, or you know, you've got a bunch of debt that you've got this mortgage with, it's expensive. And every half point pop, every 3/4 point pop, every full rate drop that you do, interest rate drop you do, saves you money. So if you just figure out, okay, how much is this refinance going to cost? You know, oftentimes it'll pay for itself within a couple of years. So that's what's going on. Mortgage rates send Americans scrambling to refinance loans. And you will see this, you know, in many of the refinance markets I've been through. The late 80s was the one that was most notable, because rates dropped from like 18 to 16 to 14 to 12. I mean, they came down so hard, and we were so far out with our appraisal turnaround, because we only had XYZ number of appraisers, and all of these orders, as everybody came through, everybody refinanced. I remember, you know, we've been through so many refinance booms on the appraisal side of things. We had a few where I would literally go out once a year and appraise somebody's home, because it made sense, because rates were continuously dropping on an annual basis just that much. That was just kind of those, you know, that time period. And then there's times like we're in now where rates have gone the wrong way, and man, the market is slow. And that's what we're in right now. So mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since August, lender Freddie Mac said on Thursday, sparking a refinancing of loans, suggesting homeowners were quick to jump at opportunities to save on their mortgage payments. And I think you will see, right now rates are somewhere around 7%. I haven't checked this morning. But at 7%, there's going to be some people. At 6.5%, you're going to have a bunch of people jump in. When you get a 5 in front of it, even if it's 5.99999%, you're going to have even more people jump in and do a refinance, because it makes sense and they're saving money. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage fell to an average of about 7% for the week, a drop of nearly 1% from a little over a month ago. You're going to have some people jump in. Take advantage of that. Now, what we're counting on for this refinance boom to happen is that the financial data, the information keeps coming back to us indicating that inflation is being slowed down. As long as it goes in that direction, it doesn't have to be stopped. The goal for the Fed is to get down to a 2% inflation rate. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to do that in the near term, but they're bringing it down. They're bringing it down. They're having that impact on it. And that is what people are anticipating. And that is why mortgage rates, which follow the 10-year treasury, those are in line. We should see some even lower mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged nearly 7% this week, down from nearly 7.8% just 6 weeks ago, said Sam Cater, the Freddie Mac's chief economist, said in a statement. The difference in rate could save the average homeowner more than $100 a month. And on, you know, an upper end jumbo loan, it's way more than that. It's way more than that. This fall in rates fueled a mortgage loan refinancing frenzy. And I don't know about that. We'll have to see if that's actually happening. The Mortgage Bankers Association said its refinance index jumped by 14% from the previous week and was 10% higher than the same week 1 year ago, lenders said. So is this the front end of a refinance boom? I've been saying that one is coming for quite a while, and I think it is. I'm just not convinced that this is the front end of it here right now. I think it's a beginning, but I think it's going to take some time to get us down into that lower six. And when we get down there, you're going to see some big activity, and that could certainly happen, because I think moving forward, what we've got is a soft landing or a small recession happening. I think that's what we're on the front end of. I think the Fed has kind of overcorrected a little bit, but they always do. And they will start to actually come back off of rates here in quarter one of 2024. Refinance applications saw the strongest week in 2 months, increasing on a year-over-year basis for the second consecutive week for the first time since the late 2021, said Joel Kahn, MBA's deputy chief economist, said in a statement on Wednesday. The drop in rates was due in part to the markets anticipating that while inflation improving, the Federal Reserve was done raising rates. And in fact, they're going to pivot to a position where they're actually going to drop some of those rates. They bumped them up, 11 times? Now we're going to see probably some downward. But, you know, there's like one Fed officer who's like, we might have one more rate increase. Well, Vegas is saying otherwise, right? Vegas is saying, no, we've got XYZ percentage of rates dropping, or the federal funds rate being dropped first quarter of 2024. And by the third quarter, it's almost a sure bet that we're going to have some drops by the Fed in rates, in their federal funds rate, which translates to lower consumer rates should follow if they're not there already based on anticipation. Because so much of this is what we think the market is going to do based on what we're seeing. The decline in rates has contributed to a rise in applications for new mortgages. Mortgage applications shot up nearly 3% for the week ending December 1st from the previous week. So you've got more people entering the marketplace as rates drop. Pretty standard, pretty normal stuff. It's a matter of how much. And then what we care about as real estate brokers is this going to get buyers off the ball? Is this going to create a situation where you've got more inventory coming on because now sellers, when they sell, aren't forced to go out and get a mortgage close to 8%? Are they going to feel more comfortable making that move? I would say yes. I would say yes. So I think on top of a refinance boom, you're going to also have some more activity in the place of so many buyers and so many sellers have been sitting on the sidelines knowing, because we were told this inflation, it's transitory, right? Oh, it's transitory, Sean. It's transitory. I mean, it's just going to be here for a little while. Years go by, literally. Years have gone by. I'm like, yep, still rolling. Well, now we're finally getting to a position where some of what the Fed is doing arguably is having an impact. And that inflation is dropping. Therefore, interest rates will drop. But I think going into an election year cycle, 2024, we're going to have some lower interest rates. And if you've got a higher mortgage, you're going to have an opportunity to refinance that mortgage and bring that payment down. If you're a millennial, maybe this is that year. Maybe you had that chance to save up some money and you're going to actually get into some housing. Maybe this is that opportunity. And I think quarter three is going to be a really good opportunity for that to happen if that is something that you are considering. So keep following this channel here, because I talk about a lot of stuff based on my history as a real estate appraiser and as a managing broker. And now I basically read News for Reasonable People. And I want to keep doing some of these podcasts because this is reasonable stuff for reasonable people as well. Hey, what's going to happen with interest rates? Hey, I just did a whole podcast on that. Here's what I think will happen. So getting into that, I think your rates are going to drop harder and faster than what the market is betting. The market is betting, we're going to see a little bit of drop by second quarter, maybe third quarter, and maybe we'll see half a point drop by quarter four. You're going to see way more of that. You're going to see it way quicker. You're going to get lower rates than what the experts are saying because they consistently undersell the market, because then when it actually does happen, they'll be like, yeah, that's not what I predicted, but it's more than what I predicted. Therefore, I was right too. You're going to hear a bunch of that as well. So stay tuned right here on the Summit Properties Northwest YouTube channel as I make more predictions about, hey, this is where the market is going. And you can follow along in real time and go, he was way off on that one. And that made no sense. He was just talking out of his you-know-what on that one. The beauty of having this on a video is that you can always go back to that video and go, Sean, you were wrong. Yeah. So what we're doing. All right. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for supporting Summit Properties Northwest. Love to have you subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Hit the like button if you like this content. All that good stuff. You know what to do. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.